Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Beloved, we thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited about prayer on today, and we thank God again for all that he continues to do for us as people, because truly the Lord is good, and we love the Lord today. And we just want to spend a few moments in prayer. We pray that you will be encouraged and you will be blessed as we go before the throne of God. Praise the Lord. We do invite you, if you have prayer requests, you may call in 718-664-9578. This is a time of intercessory prayer. So we do ask, if you call in and you do have a prayer request, you're free to give it. We won't do a lot of commenting today, because I do believe that, you know, when it's prayer, we need to pray. So we just want to say that at the outset. Praise God. You're welcome to call in. Praise the Lord. And if by chance we're praying, praise God, and we don't get right to you, we will, if you want to chat with us. Praise God. We invite you to join our chat. Praise God. You can do that as well. Praise God. Leave a prayer request. Praise God. And we will pray. Praise the Lord for you. We just really thank God for this opportunity of prayer, because we know that prayer is so necessary in this hour, that we stay before God and that we seek the face of God. And I also want to just say this, beloved. A couple days ago, we had received a comment on one of our intercessory prayer messages. It was September the 9th. And we did remove the comment that was given. It was given by my husband, and I just want to say this, my husband and I are separated, and we ask that you pray for us. Praise the Lord. And he left a comment, and he's free to do that. Anyone is free to leave a comment. And I just ask that those of you just pray for us, because this is a very difficult time. But we're trusting the Lord, and we have our eyes toward Jesus, because we're looking to the hills this morning, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I do want to acknowledge that, I am married right now, praise the Lord, but I am going through a divorce. It's a very difficult time for me, but I trust the Lord, because God sees and he knows all things. We have no bitterness in our heart. We choose to walk in forgiveness and in love. We will not strike out. We will not be bitter. We're going to be better. So we just wanted to say that. And if my husband is listening, I have nothing to say. I have no comment about the comments that were made. You're free to make any comments that you want to make, but we will not strike and we will not retaliate. We're going on in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we ask that you would pray for us. Praise God. I have nothing to hide. My life is hid in Christ, but we have to be transparent. We have to be honest, and we have to be truthful. And so it's very difficult. The Lord knows why we're at this point right now, and so we're going to leave it right there. So we do ask that you pray for us, and that just know, beloved, that, you know, God sees and he knows, and he knows all things. Praise the Lord. So we're going before the Lord this morning, praise God, and we just trust that you will be blessed as you get in the Spirit of God, and you begin to just call on the name of the Lord, because the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. So if you feel that you're in the elements and you're being beat up, run to God. Get under his banner. Get under his covering. Amen. And just know that God will protect you. He will walk you through. No matter what you may be going through, God will walk you through. We taught a message last night on Talk Shoe. We taught about exposing the enemy's weapons. And the enemy does have many weapons that he tries to use against us. But what we must do, we must use the word of God. Amen. You can't fight the enemy in the flesh. You fight him with the word of God. We overcome with the word, praise God. And so we thank the Lord for his word, because he gives us the strength and he gives us the word of God to walk in. And the word is our light. Amen. The word will light your pathway. If you need direction, if you need wisdom, this is why we're praying. We pray for God's wisdom and we pray for his direction. Praise the Lord. This is an avenue that God has spoken clearly to us to intercede and to pray. And so this is what we're doing, and we're going to continue on. We're not giving up. We're not giving in. Praise the Lord. We appreciate the guest that has joined us. If you do have a prayer request, you can type it in, and we will pray for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you today, and we do thank you this morning for prayer. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day, Father God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, we thank you for the armor of God that you have provided for us. We thank you, Father God, that as we put on the armor, it gives us the ability to war and to fight. Father God, we don't want to fight and not be prepared. We don't want to fight without our head covered. And so we do thank you for the helmet of salvation. We thank you that you've given us to put that helmet on. Praise the Lord. It covers our mind. It covers us, Father God, and it allows us to recognize the enemy's deceiving ways because we have that helmet on. Praise the Lord. We can think your thoughts and we can feel your love and your compassion and discern your will and leading in our lives. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the truth, the belt of truth that is put around our waist to recognize the enemy. Oh God, but we know that God, we can live and we can walk and we can speak your truth because your word is truth. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart, that keeps us from getting bitter, keeps us from walking in anger, and keeps us from walking in resentment. We thank you, Father God, for the breastplate of righteousness, which is right standing, gives us right standing in you and protects us. We thank you now, hallelujah, because the enemy has to retreat from before the presence of God or the righteousness of God. We thank you for our shoes, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You've not called us to anger and war and violence, but you've called us to walk in your peace. Hallelujah. So we thank you for peace today. We thank you now, oh God, that because of the word of God, our emotions can be stable. Our mind can be stable. We thank you now. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God. Help us, Father, to continue, oh my God, to walk in your word. We love you today, and we thank you now for the shield of faith. Glory to God. Oh, my God, that shield that covers our body, that shield that wards off the darts of the enemy. Help that shield, Father. Help our shields to be oiled down in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we love you today, and we appreciate you now for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And help us, Father, to remain sharp in your word, to stay in your word, to walk your word, to live your word. We thank you today for the word of God. We appreciate you, Father, because truly there is none like you. There's none like you, Father. We love you now. We appreciate you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you for healing. We thank you because we know that healing is the children's bread. So, Lord, we thank you that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for carrying our sickness and infirmities on the cross, oh God, so we cast out all spirits of infirmity, oh God, that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we rebuke and we cast out the spirit of cancer that would attempt to form in lungs, bones, breast, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, colon, skin, or stomach in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks and strokes, kidney failures, leukemia, blood disease, lung diseases, COPD, arthritis, lupus, MS, Alzheimer's, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, and spleen, the spine area, the pancreas, the eyes, the bladder, the ears, the nose, the sinuses, the mouth, the tongues, and the feet, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you, God, because we bind the spirit of fear that would cause heart attacks, according to Luke 21 and 26. We loose ourselves from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt. And we command that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take authority over it right now. Oh God, we thank you that we're loose from all forms of cancer. Anybody suffering with cancer, God, that's rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness. Oh God, if they got any resentment in their heart, God, slanders of the tongue, we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that we're loose from lupus, rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt. And we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we're loose from high cholesterol, rooted in anger. Father God, if anyone has anger in their heart, in their mind, Father God, deliver from that spirit of anger and hostility. We bind those spirits. We command you to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now from loosing those with sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, from loosing those with high blood pressure rooted in fear, rooted in anxiety as well, in the name of Jesus. Come out now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, from loosing those with asthma rooted in fear. Oh my God, come out in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for strengthening weakened immune systems. Oh God, immune systems, that spirit, that infirmity rooted in broken spirit, broken heart. Oh my God, shattered life in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Broken dreams, discouragement, disappointment. Oh my God, that caused you, your bones to brittle, cause your bones to lock in because of a spirit of arthritis. We bind you now. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you right now in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for loosing those from strokes rooted in self-rejection and self-bitterness, anger and rage, self-hatred. Come on out in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit, oh God, of infirmity today. We thank you now. Loose those that may have bone diseases rooted in envy and jealousy, because we know the word of God declares that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Obashando, okororobo shande, hidididobo sanderose, okondorobo shatabohaya. Thank you, Father. We praise you right now. We thank you, Jesus, for healing. We thank you, God, because the blood of Jesus makes us whole. It's the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Oh, God, forgive us, oh, God, for allowing any fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, rebellion, oh, God, to come in, God, because these open the door to sickness and infirmity. So if there's anyone today listening to this prayer, bound by unforgiveness, bound by bitterness, bound by anger, bound by resentment, bound by sin, bound by pride, bound by guilt, bound by self-rejection, bound by perceived rejection, oh my God, bound by self-hatred, oh my God, loose them today. Let them, oh God, lift up their hands and lift up their hearts and give you glory and give you honor and give you praise. We thank you right now. Bind the spirit of witchcraft. Bind control. Bind domination. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, bind the spirit of intimidation right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. Oh my God, any infirmity that came in through pride, through trauma, through accidents, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, bind it up right now. Cast it out, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for a sound heart. We thank you, God, because it's life to our flesh. Oh my God, so remove from our hearts any evil or sinful attitude in the name of the Lord. Help us, God, to love. Help us, God, to walk purely. Help us to walk righteous. Help us to walk upright before you. Oh my God, we thank you right now. We give you glory and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Heal and deliver us from all pain in Jesus' name, whether it's physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain. Oh my God, and those, God, that are going through, Father God, great pain and great trial right now. Heal, God. Let the healing power of God, oh my God, flow from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Because, Lord, we know you came to heal us from the inside out, from the outside in, oh God, and all around. You see and you know all things, God. So we love you today. We appreciate you today. We thank you right now. We rebuke sickness that would come to eat up the flesh. Oh my God, that includes cancer in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that no disease can cleave to our bodies according to Psalms 41:8. Oh my God, we thank you right now. So we break all curses of sickness and disease, and oh God, all hereditary spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Any generational curses due that are linked in with infirmities and sicknesses, oh my God, we destroy them. We pull them down right now according to your word. We thank you, Father. We praise you for healing today. We thank you for healing in the mind. We thank you, Father God, those that may be bound through sickness, Father God. Oh my God, mental illness right now in Jesus' name. They may be in a mental home, God. Father, you see and you know, oh my God, what's going on with that woman, what's going on with that man, what's going on with that young man, that their mind is gone. Father God, we speak to their soul to be healed. We speak to their spirit to be made whole, that you will put that woman back together again, that man, that boy, that girl, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we break all curses of premature death and destruction in the name of the Lord. God, we thank you, oh, God, that we prosper and we walk in health even as our soul prosper. We receive this word, Father God, because it is your word, Father God, that causes us to prosper and causes us to triumph in you. So, God, we thank you for your word, because as we put your word in the atmosphere, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So, God, we thank you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your leaders today. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for your people. Oh, God, on the north, south, east, and west, all across the land. We thank you for ministries that you're using all throughout the land. We thank you for the prophetic word that's going forth. We thank you for the apostolic mantles that you're giving to your people. You're sending true apostles and true prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith, that we be henceforth no more tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by every sleight of cunningness, O God, craftiness whereby men lie in wait to deceive. But, O God, your word gives us stability. Your word, God, hallelujah, O my God, gives us soundness of mind. We thank you for your word today, and we will continue
continue to proclaim your word, oh God, because we know you watch over your word to perform it. Your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. Show yourself strong, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show yourself strong, Father. No more shikata eta oba shakataya hotara robosata. Pull down the strongholds, God. Pull down the walls, God. Pull down walls of religion and tradition, oh God. Pull down legalism, oh God. Pull down religion, oh God. Pull down the stubborn spirits, God. Pull down rebelliousness, God. Pull down disobedience, oh God. Pull down pride, God. Pull down the haughty spirit, God. Pull down the whoredom spirits, God. Pull down divination, God. Oh God, pull down jealousy and hate, God. Pull down, God, these spirits, Father God. Pull down these strongholds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pull down infirm spirits, God. Oh God, dumb spirits, deaf spirits, mute spirits. Pull them down, God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority now. We send forth the word of healing now. We speak life right now. Oh God, that repentance, oh God, will fall where it's needed, God. If someone needs to repent, God, cause them to repent, God. Cause them to get right with you, Father God. While there's still daylight, while there's still hope, God, while there's still life within their bodies, God. Oh God, don't let us, God. Oh God, hear the word and not do it, God. But let us be doers of your word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you now. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you now, God, that every stronghold, God, that would come against your people, God, when they recognize and see what it is, help them to repent, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We praise you, God, because we choose to walk in the light of your word. We choose to love, God. We choose to walk according to your word, Father, because your word says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. We choose to love. We choose to walk in peace. We choose to walk in forgiveness, God. Oh, my God, don't let any bitterness land in our heart in any way, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you now. Touch our children, God. Children that have been affected by even divorce, God, by separation, God, that's brought so much hurt and pain and misunderstanding, God. But Lord, we ask you, God, to move. We ask you to heal today because we know you are a healer. Oh, God, you heal, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We praise you now. Hallelujah. We love you now. There is none like you. There is none like you, God. Oh, yes, Lord, you move today. Move in our leadership. In the name of Jesus, look on our leaders today. You see them now. Father God, strengthen them. In the name of the Lord, continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding according to your word. Oh, my God, touch every pastor today, every laborer of the gospel today, every apostle today, every prophet today. You touch and you move, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to give wisdom to your people. Oh, Holy Ghost, you take full control. You take full control. Oh, God, we thank you now. We appreciate you for what you're doing. We know, God, that you're God all by yourself. And, God, you're aligning a great army in this hour because you said in the last days you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. Oh, God, this is the hour, oh, my God, of the great outpouring. This is the hour where you're using your old men, young women, old women, middle-aged women, boys and girls, oh, God, for the glory of God. So God, even our young people, we put them on the altars today. I put all my grandchildren on the altar today, and I ask you to save and deliver, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will bring deliverance, that you put a shaking in their spirit, that God, they will get up, God, they will begin to pray and cry unto you, Father God. Oh God, baptize them in the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Touch the young people all over the land. God, let a revival begin in their heart. begin in their soul. Give them a great hunger for you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you've given us a commission to pray. You told us to pray, cry loud and spare not. So, oh God, help us on today. Help us to set our faces as flint to do your will in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. We love you, God. There is none like you. Oh God, we thank you right now. Oh God, we believe you. We take you at your word. Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes to you. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. We say yes to your holy word. Whatever your will is for our life, God, your will be done. You minister right now. Oh God, you encourage that one that's so discouraged. Oh my God, the one with the hung down head, you lift their heads up today in the name of Jesus. You send encouragement, God. You put fresh wind back in their sail in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you for every trial. We know the trial of our faith that works patience. So help us to endure. Help us to endure, God. Help us to walk through, God. And help us, oh God, to keep our focus on you, not to be distracted, God, not to fall away, not to look back, because your word declares that if we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. So give us a press in our spirit today. Give us the press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you now. We praise you now. We love you now. We appreciate you now. Oh, yes, Lord, because you are a kind God. You are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a loving God. You are a God of hope. You are a God of strength. Hoba Shando, excellent is your name. Glory to God. Holy is your name. We love you now. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for eternal life today. We thank you for hope today. We thank you now, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. We're more encouraged to press in. We got a thrust to go on. We got a thrust to go on with you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we love you. God, we magnify you now. Oh, God, stir up praise in that one right now. Let a spirit of praise fall, God. Let us begin to praise you, God, from our bellies and from our hearts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Give us a greater hunger and a thirst for your word. Keep us in your word, God. Hide us behind the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you now. We praise you, God, for victory. We thank you for victory. We thank you for healing, God. And I pray for all those, God, that may be hurt right now, even as because of what I'm going through. I pray for forgiveness, God. I pray for cleansing right now. In the name of Jesus, you mend, God, and you heal, God, and you touch them now. In the name of Jesus, touch us again, God. Move us again, God. We love you now. God, we thank you, and we appreciate you, God, because we know that you're God all by yourself, and your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. Father, we thank you now, and we will continue to praise your name. We will continue, God, because you told us, God, to continue to move on in you. And, God, we're doing that, God, with our heart. We love you now, and we appreciate you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged. You stay encouraged in the Lord. I don't care where you are, what's going through, what you may be facing right now. Know that God loves you and he cares about you. Glory to God. On our next broadcast, praise the Lord. If the Lord should tarry, we will be praying. Praise the Lord. Visit us again. Praise God. And know that God loves you. Praise God. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay in the word. Glory to God. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. He has your best interest at heart. And he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.
A place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again, we thirst.